The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Dr. Philip Kieran, doctor from the RT television series You Should Really See a Doctor, is with us. And Irish Life Health have launched a vasectomy awareness campaign. Sure, don't most men know what a vasectomy is? They get the snip if they don't want to father any more children.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Matt. That's exactly what a vasectomy is. But saying that most men know what it is and then most men know what it entails are two very different things. And I think that's why an awareness campaign at this point is a worthwhile thing to do.
Okay. What does it entail? Does it need a local or a general anaesthetic?
So that's one of the biggest questions I get asked as a GP. People ask me, oh, surely it's a general anaesthetic, doctor. If someone's going at me down there, I'll be asleep for it. And no, it's done under local anaesthetic. It's actually quite a quick procedure. It takes between 15 and 35 minutes to get done on average.
Okay. What's involved?
What's involved? So it's not like some of my patients worry that everything is being removed, or even that the recent research actually suggests...
Your patients wonder that things are going to be removed. What do they think might be removed?
About 10% of patients in a recent research study think that the testicles are removed completely, which
you're
they're
kidding.
Not. No, 10%. And I have had one patient who thought that everything was removed, that he'd be left like a Ken doll afterwards. So thankfully, it's nothing that dramatic. All it is a little bit of local anaesthetic into the skin and the side of the scrotum, a very small cut or else a needle introduced with no scalpel vasectomies. And what they do is they find the tube that connects the testicles to the penis, the vas deferens of the tube, make a little cut in it, seal the ends, and you're done.
Okay. How many men in Ireland is it reckoned have had this procedure?
So there's about 8% of men on a recent survey have had the procedure done, with a further 28% considering it at some stage in their life. So it's not the majority of men by any stretch, but a significant portion.
Is it reversible if you change your mind?
Now, what I would always say to my patients is, if you're considering a vasectomy, you should consider it permanent. In theory, technically, the plumbing can be repaired. It's a much more technical procedure to put the tubes back together than it is to divide them. But the plumbing can be repaired. But the success rates, even after that, are only about 10 to 20% success rates. So I would tell all of my patients to go home, have a proper think about it, but consider it permanent.
Does it always work?
The failure rates, like with any procedure, there are some failure rates. And in this, you can have failure rates either by people not following up with their person who provided the service and making sure that they are not producing any more sperms, and in very rare cases the tubes can actually heal again. The failure rates are about 1 in 3,000 procedures, which is actually better failure rates than any other contraceptive.
Okay, I suppose I should probably preface this entire item saying again the usual thing, that if you have children in the car, you don't want to have them listening to this particular item, then I'm just doing that warning now because of the questions that I'm going to ask now in particular, okay? I suppose a lot of men will ask questions as, will it result in erectile dysfunction?
Mm-hmm. So no is the quick answer to that. There is good solid research that says that getting a vasectomy shouldn't have any impact on erectile function or libido.
Will it inhibit orgasm?
And again, the answer is no. I have quite a number of patients would ask me, is it going to change, my orgasm isn't going to change when I ejaculate? And the answer to that question is no. And what I point out to them is, all this stops is sperm reaching the penis itself. And that makes up significantly less than 1% of the material that comes out. So unless someone's looking at it under a microscope, no one's going to be any the wiser.
Okay, so why is it being encouraged? Why is Irish Life Health actually offering members a financial incentive?
I suppose they're not encouraging members to go and get vasectomies, but they are recognising that there is a desire out there for people to address contraceptive needs and for more men to start looking at their contraceptive needs. And like with any other procedure, they are looking at offering a reimbursement if someone chooses to go down that route. They're not saying everyone should get it or even trying to increase the numbers of vasectomies done in the country, but they are recognising that some of their members will want it.
Okay, is it perhaps safer medically for a man to have a procedure like this rather than his female partner to have some sort of procedure?
Personally, I think so. And medically speaking, there isn't really an equivalent female procedure. What you'd be talking about is a tubal ligation, and that involves a surgery which goes into the abdomen. Rather than, for men, it's a surgery which happens on the scrotum, which is outside the abdominal cavity. In general, any procedure that goes inside the abdominal cavity has the potential for causing complications further down the line, like adhesions or problems with the bowel. So I would feel that, yes, it's a substantially safer procedure.
Okay. Listener says, I had the snip 15 years ago, local anaesthetic, no pain during or after, but the smell of burning during the operation was a bit disconcerting. Why are you laughing?
Because it's something that struck me the first time. I vividly remember the first time I was ever in an operating theatre as a medical student, and when they use cautery, which is very high temperature, to seal off tissues, yeah, there's a very distinctive smell.
Okay, where do people go to get their vasectomies? Do all hospitals do it on an outpatient basis, or are there hospitals that won't do it?
A lot of people get them done by GPs who do vasectomies. So what I would say to everyone who's considering getting a vasectomy, the first port of call should be to go and talk to their own GP, who will know what the local services are. I don't do them myself, but I would know the GPs in Cork who do them and the services in Cork. And I think the important thing is to make sure that you're going to someone who does a decent number of them every year so that they keep their skills up and they're well trained.
Okay. Anything else people need to know?
No, I think you've covered most of it there.
Thank you very much, Dr. Philip Kieran, for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM. 087-4100-102 is the number for your comments. That piece certainly seemed to interest a lot of you. We're back after this.
The Volvo S90, the last word in advanced technologies as standard. Volvo, proud sponsors of The Last Word on Today FM.